If you type in sex trafficking in Atlanta into any online search engine, countless links to articles, presentation papers, and news documentaries will surface. Even as late as December 2012, one headline read, "Atlanta is number one hub for child sex trafficking." As for an accurate number to detail how many children are victims, Cheryl DeLuca Johnson says that type of research should be unending.
Every time is the time. This isn't something where you do one bit of research and one bit of data and use those numbers ongoing.
DeLuca Johnson is the CEO and president of Street Grace, a faith-based organization that works to end domestic sex trafficking of minors. While she agrees with Mayor Reed about new data being important, DeLuca Johnson says there's still a major Atlanta connection.
A good portion of this does happen in Atlanta and metro Atlanta areas. Anywhere there is poverty, vulnerable children, and buyers, this will happen, and that covers just about everywhere.
According to the Governor's Office for Children and Families, each month, 200 to 500 girls are commercially sexually exploited throughout Georgia. The research indicates the average age of entry into trafficking is between 12 and 14 years old. The agency takes data from the National Report on Domestic Minor Trafficking, as well as information from the Shapiro Group, an Atlanta-based research and marketing firm. Jennifer Swain is with the organization Youth Spark that also works to end child sex trafficking. She says whether in rural Georgia or Atlanta, another focus of research is the demand side of trafficking.
Our research, the Georgia Demand Study, showed that 7,200 men seek to purchase sex with adolescent girls each month here in Georgia, and 42% of that gave their location as north of the perimeter. Now, does that mean that they don't engage in that activity in the city? No.
Swain adds whether it's 1 or 100, prevention and rescuing children are priority.
This problem is still so new that it's hard to quantify where it happens and how it happens. But the point is, the absolute thing that we all work for is that it shouldn't happen to one child anywhere.
Jennifer Swain and Cheryl DeLuca Johnson both agree that it will continue to take a collective approach to address child sex trafficking. Rose Scott, WABE News.